That's a good tune. We played it as a shared experience a couple of weeks ago. Samantha Harvey, Get to Know You. We loved it at the time, and hopefully Samantha is on the other end of the line right now. Samantha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. That was amazing sitting there listening to that playing on the radio.
Is that right? Seriously, you haven't heard your song on the radio, or you just haven't got used to it yet?
I have, but I haven't got used to it yet, so I was just dancing around my study then, just having a little dance.
I don't blame you. Listen, when your PR company first sent the track through and I read about you, I thought, my goodness me, you're showing how the world is changing, because you've done this pretty much all yourself, and you've built yourself an audience, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It's been pretty crazy, to be honest. The whole experience has been a journey.
So let's just look back. I mean, I'm just reading up on the stuff that we've had sent through. You're actually from Norfolk, and you studied out at Stowmarket High School and Suffolk New College. So your local success story, if we stretch ourselves a bit from Cambridge.
Exactly, yeah. I'm in Suffolk, so not too far, only an hour.
It'll do. But about 5 years ago, you started recording and posting covers onto your YouTube channel, is that right?
I did, yeah. Well, I started on Facebook to begin with, because I used to sing. I've been singing since I was 8, but I started singing at bars and pubs and weddings and all sorts when I was about 17.
Right.
And people used to say to me, you know, rather than us having to come and see you sing at a pub or a bar and having to wait for you to be available, why can't we see you singing online? Which was, I think, people had started doing. So I plucked up the courage, sat down in my parents' bathroom for the acoustics and just sang a song. And I think partly the reason why it went viral is because I was sitting near a toilet. But
oh my goodness.
People hopefully liked my voice, and the demand after it went viral was just crazy. You know, people every week asking me, can you do this song for my nan? Can you do this for my dad, who's not very well? So I just used to do personal requests to people, and it kind of built up this crazy demand of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people following me, which is now millions, which is crazy.
It is. I mean, it is. I mean, I haven't checked you today, but it's over, way over the 2 million mark, isn't it? Which is phenomenal.
On YouTube, it is, yeah. Altogether, it's like over 4 million, which is crazy. I can't even put that into words, really.
I was going to say, do you ever sit there sometimes and just think, hang on a minute, sorry, 4 million people follow me?
I don't think I do, because I'm so... My life's so normal, apart from all of that. I kind of feel like I live two lives. One's at home in my house and my dog and my boyfriend just chilling out and doing videos. And then the other part's like touring, gigging, supporting people, and the other part of it. So I love that, though. I love the fact that it's completely different.
But would you like to keep it like that? Because we do see, you know, you see so many people who do things like The X Factor or any of those sort of things where you get thrust into the limelight and then it all goes a bit horrendously wrong. Are you trying to keep it? Is it hard to keep your feet on the ground? Because I'm guessing with that sort of following, companies who want to do internet advertising and all this social media stuff, which is really the in thing at the moment, my goodness me, they'd pay good money for access to you, wouldn't they?
They do. To be honest, I do work with brands, but only brands that I absolutely love and use and eat, like McDonald's or Pepsi, or, you know, loads of different brands, clothing brands that I love. I get to work with them, so it's absolutely fantastic. But on the other hand of it, I absolutely love just having a normal, chilled life and releasing music and for people to be able to enjoy it. I mean, look at Ed Sheeran. He lives in Framlingham, not far from where I live.
I was going to say, there's obviously something in the water where you lot are.
Yeah, no. He has the best of both worlds, I think, and gets, you know, time to chill out in the country, as well as obviously going around and touring for months and months on end. So, lives both best.
Indeed. All right. So, I mean, I can understand how you can build a following doing covers, because kind of it's a, you know, as you say, oh, it'd be lovely to hear you sing that song for my nan or whatever. But at what point did you pluck up the courage and go, do you know what, I'm going to write my own songs, or I'm going to try my own material?
Well, I think it was when things were going viral, and then management would approach me, so I'd get emails going, you know, oh, we've noticed you're doing really well, and we know we can take your career to the next level, so, you know, we've got the right contacts to get you in the studio and work with people and release your own music, which I never, ever thought was possible. So it just went from there, really, finding management that you trust and believed in, and then they'd put you in studio sessions, send you all over, you know, Berlin and LA, I've been everywhere, right, with amazing people. Basically in a counselling session where you open up and talk to them about all your feelings and what you've been through to a stranger, and then put it into words and put it in a song and then tell the whole world.
And that's how it works, is it? You use counselling to get you...
it is like that. Like, you have to sit in a room sometimes with two men or a woman and a man and the producer and the songwriter that you're sitting with, and they go, what have you been through? What do you want to open up about? And then you just open up and tell them all about your life, really. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, I'm going to say it must be. My goodness me. So what's in the future? I mean, you've been putting singles out sort of slow but sure for the past couple of years. This new one is to me, it's a game changer because it's a very commercial, contemporary track. It's going to do well. It's going to do well because, well, for starters, 2 million people are going to like it.
Hopefully.
So what comes next? Are you got plans for an album? You've done a bit of a tour or done some touring already, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done a tour and we're planning on going on a 2020 tour. So we're just working out the routing for that now. So that's really exciting. Can't wait to obviously go back to the places I've visited and hopefully add a few more on, maybe a local one too. Oh. I know loads of people keep saying Cambridge. But maybe Ipswich, Cambridge, who knows?
Well, we would love to see you. Or Bury St Edmunds, we've got links to the Apex, we could probably get you in there.
But well, that would be good. Yeah, I've been in there before to watch someone else. So yeah, maybe there. Then everyone can meet halfway in the middle, can't they?
Absolutely. Now, when you started out, way back, and it must seem like a blur and a lifetime ago to you, you were acting, you were singing, you're studying performing arts. Is that still on the list, or do you think that's kind of, I'm going to have to park that for a bit later in life?
I feel like when I was younger and I did acting, it was good. I feel like when I got to about 16, 17, 18 and I did it in college, I watched myself back and I thought, that is really cringe. So I feel like if I did acting now, I would be really embarrassed with it. I feel like singing, I'm comfortable doing it now. I still get really nervous when I'm on stage, but I'm comfortable. I love it. Acting, not sure. I feel like I'd go for something and they'd say, oh, bit cringe.
Exactly.
Something. Not sure.
but I mean, would you like? Is it better if you've got a band around you and things like that? Do you feel more comfortable 100%. Then?
Yeah, I love performing with a band. I mean, that's my favourite thing to do. Sometimes I go out on my own, but most of the time, especially for the 2020 tour, we're going to have a band with me. So it's such a good feeling, you know, when you're just jamming with people on stage. It's brilliant.
Okay, and what do you do? Well, how do you choose support acts and things like that, or is that not down to you? Is other people will organise that for you?
It'll be down to me for sure because I like to have control. I'm a bit of a control freak. But also, I feel like if people are paying to come and see me sing, I want them to, you know, to approve who they're going to see before me too. So me and my management will look through probably people that apply. I always like to open it up to people that follow me as well and they're aspiring to do it. And hopefully if I see that, you know, they're confident enough to go on stage, then that would be a good opportunity for people too. Mm. Someone to get up there and then have stage fright because it does happen.
I can imagine. All right, so I mean, there's going to be young men and young women listening to this at the moment going, sorry, how many? 2 million? My goodness me. But you've done it, and you know, it's a real joy to speak to you because you know what? You sound like a perfectly ordinary, nice, decent person. You sound like you've got your feet. Well, I mean it in the nicest way. You sound like you've got your feet on the ground. You sound like you kind of know where you've come from and where you're going to. What advice would you give to somebody who's thinking, well, I do sing the odd cover and I've got a bathroom and a toilet I can sit on. What advice would you give?
Maybe sit on the toilet. Try that out because that'll probably go viral.
Well, they've done it once. That's so pastiche. It's been done. Samantha Harvey did that.
I didn't sit on the toilet. I sat on the floor.
Right.
Sat on the floor, sometimes in the bath. But, yeah, I would just say to people, I think it happened for me because I didn't obsess over it. So I didn't think I want to go viral and I want to be famous. I think if you genuinely love it and enjoy it and you have the confidence to post something out, even though it's scary, just do it and see what reaction you get. And you'll probably be surprised with your friends and family that support you. Mm. And it will just drive you to do more and more and more. And, you know, if you really love and enjoy doing something, then it's definitely worth giving it a go.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that always worries me, especially about, you know, young people like yourself, you know, when you're suddenly thrust into the limelight like this, and I'm guessing you had no idea just how big this was going to go.
I certainly didn't. No.
So there must be a pressure on you. You must get the occasional tweet, the occasional crank keyboard warrior who goes, oh, yeah. No, this is rubbish. I don't like you. Why don't you learn to sing? How do you learn to just dismiss that sort of nonsense?
I think really I've learned that not everybody is going to love me. Mm. And that's absolutely fine. You know, people go on the X Factor. Some people think they're the best thing ever. Some people really don't like their voice. So I feel like I've learned to just accept it. But it's when people write messages about the way I look. So I remember back in the day, I used to draw my eyebrows on heavy. So people used to comment on the videos that I wasn't expecting to go viral and, you know, say your eyebrows are awful, they're disgusting, or your eyelashes are too much, or have you put on weight? like I've been touring around schools recently, going in and performing for them, but also giving educational speeches on how to deal with social media, how to stay safe online, and also how to deal with your mental health, really, and things that can help you. And so many children messaged me afterwards and said, this really, really helped me. I'm going through so much at the moment. And it is hard. People compare themselves and their likes and their followers against other people online. And, you know, they compare each other's pictures. Everyone does it. It's easy to do these days.
Yeah. So
it's just to say to people, don't worry about what people think. For me, it was really hard to begin with, but I just block them now and I completely try and blank it out. Whereas at first it did make me upset. But now I've just learned, you know, not everyone's going to be nice. Not everybody's a lovely person. And we just have to deal with it. I'm lucky that I don't get hundreds and hundreds of bad comments a day, because some people do. And that's different. And I feel like on The X Factor, if I went on The X Factor, I would be more open to lots and lots of trolls. Mm. So the bubble I'm living in now is quite nice, you know, keeping it low profile, kind of, but just for the people that choose to watch me.
No, exactly. And if you do get the odd dodgy message, well, there's 2 million other people over on this side going, no, we really like you. And that's a fairly decent ratio, isn't it? Sort of 2 million to one.
People are very cautious of that, because they know that, you know, people that follow me, they have my back 100%. So if somebody writes a horrible comment, they'll jump on it straight away and say something.
Shut them right down.
Yeah, listen to what you're saying to somebody. So then they get a bit scared, I think. So, yeah, it's good to have people that back you up like that too.
Excellent. Well, listen, it has been a real joy to talk to you. As I say, you do sound like a very nice... But if you are going to come and play Cambridge, we would love to get you in here. Bring an acoustic guitar in or something, and bring a guitarist
and we'll get you. I'm only down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll swap notes, because it would be lovely, because I do think you're a very good role model and you're just showing young people that it can be done and you don't have to be nasty or crazy or completely out of your box about doing it. You seem to have got your feet very firmly on the ground. That's a great tune. We love it. So thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon, Samantha, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely.
Bless you. Thank you very much indeed, Samantha. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.